So let's go ahead and we will look at that. Yeah, if you are one of my Facebook friends, you probably saw that, we were praying so much about a month ago when we had this whole conference planned a year in advance working on it, bringing in national leaders for Youth for Christ from 65 countries into, of all places, Miami during hurricane season. I wasn't the one that chose the city, okay, but I was responsible for all the training that happened at the conference. And so I was praying with all of our other leaders here that were trying to put this conference together. What do we do? And so I got to tell you one quick story about that, because I love seeing God moments. Isn't it neat sometimes when we sometimes think that the enemy is having victory, and in reality, it's actually God maybe testing our faith, and actually he's in the process of working, okay? And this is what happened. We had this hotel chosen in Miami. We are bringing all of these leaders, again, from all over the world, and it was on the beach, okay? You could probably see a problem already, but anyway, it was on the beach, okay, in Miami, and 3 weeks before our conference was going to be held, the hotel had a fire, all right? And it closed the hotel down. The city of Miami closed it down. And they were doing the remodeling, and they eventually agreed with the leaders of our convention that we had to find a new hotel 3 weeks in advance. Well, the Miami convention people helped us. Thankfully, he was a Christian. And he helped us find a hotel. He couldn't believe it. He found a hotel that was cheaper just 3 weeks out and located right next to the Miami airport, all right, directly there. Shuttles to the airport every 5 minutes. And on top of that, Hurricane Irma was coming. Nobody knew that, of course. Nobody knew Irma was coming. So Irma came, all right, and as it was coming, we're talking to the hotel. We find out that the hotel that God chose for us, happens to be the hotel that the Florida Power and Light use for all of their people when a hurricane comes into the city, all right? So guess which hotel has power before any other hotel in the entire city of Miami, all right? And on top of that, our other hotel was completely flooded, of course, because of the hurricane and being on the beach. And our hotel only had power out for 5 minutes the entire time before we arrived. Now, thankfully, Judy and I arrived actually into Miami 3 hours after the airport opened, okay? And so we arrived there just a day before everybody else did, and most people made it. And of course, there were some flight cancellations, but we actually had 302 out of the original 350 that were planning on coming. So, okay, there was an event coordinator. They were going and meeting with the hotels. They had to find a new hotel. And the event coordinator, they met there at this hotel. It was a Hilton Miami Airport Hotel. And she's meeting with our leaders and everything and says, oh, you're Youth for Christ. I know who Youth for Christ is. I was in Jamaica. She was Jamaican. And I grew up in a Youth for Christ group in Jamaica. Okay? And so she said, I'd love to help your group. And so we had a wonderful time. And also they said, please come. Because every other conference in the entire city is canceled, okay? And so we would like to have some work for our employees, to be able to give them some work and to be able to pay them. And so we were glad to be able to come, of course, and not to have to cancel. And God really used that time for us personally to meeting with other people. You know, one of my jobs is an international job. I am the global team coordinator for Youth for Christ International. And so what that means is that I need to work with these people around the world. Well, it's expensive to travel places. I do as much as I can by Skype and things. But one of the neat things is when they come to all together here. It only happens once every 3 years. But we got all together, and I was able to meet, and we planned ministry together. We worshiped together. I even learned, I hope you don't disown me, I even learned a little bit of worship dance moves from an African leader, okay? But I hope Judy doesn't put that up on Facebook. But anyway, I love working with our mission. I love working with you. You are part of our mission. You are this is the body of Christ on mission together, okay? One body, many members for the sake of the growth of the kingdom, okay? And so let me read to you from Romans chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, so we'll talk about this topic together. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body, we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function. So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them, if prophecy in proportion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness. And then the whole passage, of course, is speaking more about us as working as together, the body of Christ, and accomplishing the same purpose that God has given us, and Jesus being the head, of course, of that body. I'd like to read to you, as I connect this with our ministry, and so you feel part of that, this is the vision statement of Youth for Christ International. Now, you know Youth for Christ is over 70 years old. The first staff member, I remind people occasionally, of Youth for Christ was Billy Graham himself. He first was started with Youth for Christ before he started his own mission and organization. And in this vision statement of our mission that we work with is, as part of the body of Christ, to see that every young person in every people group in every nation has the opportunity to make an informed decision to be a follower of Jesus Christ and become part of a local church. So you see over and over again, even in that little vision statement, we have the body of Christ and the local church as the front and the back end of this, is that you here in Miller, South Dakota, all right, are part of our mission, all right? You are sending us, when we do anything with our hands, it's you that are also sort of like a puppet, no, not completely, don't take the analogy too much, but we're working together to accomplish the sake of what God has called us to do, our mission, okay? We're the body on mission. You are an integral part of our team, and we're ministering together. I have a little example of sharing with you of that, of how, what one body looks like. And Judy and I have had the opportunity, I don't want to go too far. Sorry, I need to be patient. We have had an opportunity to do some traveling in order to encourage Youth for Christ and other workers and to be involved in training. This last January, we went to China and Thailand, and Judy was a rock star there as doing parenting seminars in China. And the reason I say that is that one group heard that she was going to share a parenting topic. And then the next day, another group asked him, would you please come and share with our group? And then the following day. And so it was really neat to see how God used her in that ministry. And after that, we went down to Thailand and we were training some American missionaries there. But we also stopped in at the Youth for Christ office there. And as I was calling them and emailing them and saying, hey, can we meet together with them? The director's name is Ong. And by the way, just a quick side note, Youth for Christ is in 110 countries, but every country is indigenous. In other words, it has its own ministry, its own board, its own staff from that country. So everybody in Thailand is from Thai. I mean, is Thai, okay? Everyone in, let's say, Germany is German. In Spain, they're from Spain. From Italy, they're from Italy. And from different countries in Africa, the same. So when we went to Thailand, and I'm saying I'm the global training team coordinator from the international office in Denver, there was a little skepticism. As Ong, you know, said, oh, well, why are you coming and visiting in our office? You know, we didn't really invite you. And so, and I was, as we were going and starting to talk to him a little bit, I realized this, you know, he's being careful as far as he doesn't know why I'm there. But as they started to talk to him, and Judy and I were there and started to show, we're here to serve, we're here to help you. Is there anything that we can do? And then also, I think this is the most important thing, we started asking, Ong, tell us about your ministry. What is God doing with the body of Christ in Thailand? Tell us how we can learn from you. Tell us what you're doing that's working and how maybe we can take some of your teaching and help in other people in other countries with what you're doing here. All of a sudden, it's just bright eyes, you know, because this is his passion, how they're reaching the Thai teenagers with the gospel of Jesus Christ and the different things that are doing. So he started showing me on a computer, and then he started drawing on the whiteboard their strategy and their plan. And it was so neat to see him, how do I say it, just warm up to me as he recognized we're one body. Okay, this is one body of Christ. There's no competition here. We're not trying to steal anything from you. We just want to help and learn and grow together. And sometimes that takes time, as you know, trust and relationships is an issue. But what we learned by talking to him, they have some neat ministries going on. They actually start what they call ant groups in Thailand, all right? It comes from a Thai proverb that has something like that the ants are really small, all right? But there's many of them, okay? And that's their goal. They might be small in a Buddhist country where 99% of the people are all Buddhists, okay? But, and that's a big elephant in the room, all right? Is the to the Thai person, the Buddhists, and the whole country, that's like an elephant. But we, as Christian teenagers, we can be the ants, okay? And an ant can cover the elephant with the gospel of Jesus, all right? And so they start little ant groups, these discipleship groups, all over the country of Thailand. And it was great to see their methodology and ways that we could pray for them. And so that's just one example of how you are also, in a sense, part of that body as you support us and as we work together with the world in ministry. During Sunday school, I want to take you through this a little bit with some stories. We're going to share with you some stories. I want to share with you about the different ways at our ministry and how you are part of that ministry, how we're trying to reach the world in many different ways, whether it'll be direct ministry through English camps in Ukraine, or whether it'll be as I work with our global training team in helping start develop new training material, and that to help to train the national directors around the world, whether we do some spiritual nurturing. That's actually what I want to share with you just right now. That's the heart, all right, here on the heart. One thing that Judy and I grew in when we became staff members with Youth for Christ is they took us on what they called a one-heart retreat. And what that looked like is that we got together for a period of time, and we went to the cross in Scripture. And we saw the different ways that Jesus, all right, that he took our pain, okay, and how we can then take the pain of other people. And we just did some heart checks. We looked at five different heart checks as we studied how Jesus ministered to us on the cross and how we can minister to others the same way. And so we grew through that ministry personally here in the States, and we said, man, this would be wonderful if we could take this to Ukraine staff around the world and help them also get some spiritual refreshment, spiritual formation as a staff. When have they gotten together as staff on a retreat or at a camp and just spent time in the Word and spent time with God alone? And so this last summer, because you sent us, and the first week of June, we went to Ukraine, and we did it with the whole YFC Ukraine staff right here and their families and kids. And they said, can we really bring all of our kids? And we said, sure, go ahead, not knowing that one of the families had 10 kids, but that's okay. The reason they have 10 kids is that they brought them in as their fall foster kids, okay, from the orphanages in Ukraine. And so how can we say no? Of course, bring your kids. And so we found a nice retreat center, and they didn't pay a dollar. By you supporting us and through our ministry funds, we were able to pay for the entire week, and we spent some time not being their teachers or trainers, but being their guides, helping them look at Scripture every morning and then say, go spend some time with God and talk to Him about this. And then let's come back together and see what God has taught us, each of us, and learn together. And it was a wonderful time, a week together. And then the afternoons, they rested and they played as family members. And the reason I'm mentioning this, too, is that we just feel led that this is very important, that a lot of our ministry people around the world are hard workers, and they don't take the time to rest in God, okay, and spend time with Him. And so we see that as a really important part of our ministry. So the Ukraine staff just thanked us profusely. They thanked you for sending us and providing financially for that. And we're going to do it this next summer in Belarus, okay? Now, I can tell you that now in Belarus, but also I'm going to say something to give you a little hint if you're reading our emails or newsletters, okay? We won't be saying the country Belarus in our email or newsletters, all right, because for obvious reasons. It's an authoritarian country where Christianity, you have to do, not undercover, but you have to be careful of how you do your Christianity, okay? And because, like, for instance, one example is, if any church wants to build a building, the president of the country has to sign the document saying that you can build the building, okay? So it's hard to do ministry in Belarus, and also we want to be protective of our brothers and sisters there. So in our emails and newsletters, here's a little code. When we say Eastern Europe, it means Belarus, okay? And so you can pray for us. This June, we'll be doing the first week of June, have the staff. They have a smaller staff there, so it'll be about 20 or 25 that we're also going to give them spiritual refreshment. And that's because the body of Christ, we are to serve one another and to help one another grow and to direct each other towards the Word, of course, as our focus. In Romans, I read to you earlier from Romans 12, but now I'd like to read from Romans 10. And this was actually the verses that Andrew started with. How then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. You see, the body on mission, it's all centered around the message, the gospel, okay? So if we're working together, it's for with this same purpose. And I just can't say thank you enough for sending us and allowing us to be ones that are taking the gospel, but also how we pray for you as also as you take the gospel as well. Here's just a couple examples of that as well. This first one, you may have remembered that picture from several years ago. That was when we moved back from Ukraine in 2012. I was able to actually pass the baton on to a Ukrainian who is still responsible for the ministry. I get to go in January and teach a course with him back in Ukraine. I'm so excited. The seminary has grown. They actually are now have 9 graduates of youth ministry that have become trainers of youth ministry and professors. They're teaching in 4 different Bible colleges around Ukraine. We didn't do any of that. They're doing that. And actually, too, just this last year, they got approved by the Ukrainian government, and they've started their own mission organization in Ukraine to raise support from Ukrainians, okay, to help them support their youth ministry training that's continuing on indigenously. I'm excited about that. In January, I get to go teach a coaching training also. Coaching is using that as a form of ministry for leaders. But salvation, the gospel, is the center of all of this. We don't just equip for the sake of equipping so that we all become professional ministry leaders. But the goal is the gospel. And there's an example of that. This summer, we got to go and visit Vasya again. And you can see what's happening right there, just what happened this morning here too. We got to just see a baptisms of several teenagers that gave their life to Jesus through the ministry of Vasya's church, where he is a pastor at. Okay, and so that's where we as a body can continue on with this mission. One other quick example as well. As you know, our daughter Katya. Okay, Katya's doing well. She's at Huntington University. We'll share about the kids in Sunday school. And she is studying social work still. She's a junior there. And she goes back every summer with us to Ukraine, spent a month with us this last summer. We go for 2 months, but she came for a month. And here's a picture with her and her niece. You prayed for her last year, and you probably remember if you read our newsletters that her niece gave her heart to Jesus last year, okay? That's a salvation that is really ultimately part of that responsibility is laid on you, okay? You guys sent us, and then we were able to adopt Katya. And Katya, in the English camp that her niece was at, actually was part of that salvation decision. And here also is this year, Yulia got to come back. That's her niece's name. Yulia got to come back to camp, and this is Yulia right here. And she's actually, we had a time of what we call it, I love it in Ukraine, at the end of the camp, it's not just a time to come forward for salvation. We give an opportunity to respond. They call it a time to come forward to repent, okay? That's a good scriptural term, repentance. You can read it in the Bible, okay? And and they came forward to repent, and they don't say, you know, in a sense, is this your first time repentance, or is this something that you need to start over with God right now and right here, all right? You need to repent. And so we had this little activity. The Ukrainians ran it all, and they said, you know, if you want to, you can write a sin on a piece of paper. You can come up here and nail it to this cross as a symbol, and then we will burn this. Well, little Yulia, Katya's niece, did this as well. She already gave her heart to Christ last year. And so Judy afterwards asked her, now, were you asking Jesus to come into your life? He says, oh, no, Judy. No, I did that last year. No, I'm repenting because I have a problem with lying. And I just want to start over. And I ask God to forgive me for my lying. And I want to be a more honest person. And we see, well, that's a great answer. That shows the gospel is taking root in this young lady's life. And you're part of that, okay? And so my last point here, as the body on mission, is I see in Romans, at the end of Romans, not quite the last chapter, but at the end of chapter 15, Paul writes this. I'm going to take a little liberties here, but I think you'll understand here. He writes in verse 30, I appeal to you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God on my behalf. Did you notice what Paul prayed? He says, I want you to pray together with me as we minister together, all right? And also, I'd like to ask you as I conclude today that as we go forward, that you recognize that not just us as missionaries, but all of your missionaries and with other ministries that we partner with and we support together, that we are striving together for the sake of the gospel. And we need to pray for this, that God would give us wisdom would you pray for us personally that as I lead the YFCI global training team and other areas of our ministry, would you pray that I would have wisdom in doing that, a good job, an effective job in putting that together, and also for the health of our bodies, okay? We need to have health. Judy struggled some with her health especially, and just pray that God would use us as we are your hands and feet a little bit as we go forward. And then Paul says at the end of, in the next verse, in verse 32, so that by God's will, I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. He was speaking to the Roman church, of course, and Paul is saying that. But we are looking forward to refreshment of just being with you for a short time here and reporting to you of what we are doing together as the body of Christ. A last little picture here. Do you remember this? Yeah, we were a little thinner back then, too. And my hair, well, anyway, let's go on. So anyway, these were our three little kids. Yeah, they all, we had been in Belfouche already for several years, of course, after Sunshine. But this was in 2002 when you sent us off to Ukraine for the first time, our first prayer card. And here it is today. What's interesting with our prayer card today that none of those kids are actually on that prayer card anymore, and we have a new one. So, but we're so thankful for the 15 years that you've partnered with us, and we are striving together for the sake of the gospel together and to minister, whether it's in Ukraine, we continue to minister for 2 months every year, or other countries that God calls us to as well, as that we would do what it says in Philippians 1:27, let us with one mind striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. You know, when I first went to Ukraine in the year 2000, it was with our youth group from Christian Life Center in Belfouche, and we went over there as just a short-term missions trip and had a great time. At the end of our time, I remember that we were in a circle and we were all holding hands, and maybe some of you have heard this story before, but anyway, we're all holding hands and let's sing a song together with our Ukrainian teammates and the Americans that were there, and they chose the song, How Great Thou Art. And then so the Americans were singing in English, Oh Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder. And the Russians were singing in Russian, you know, and it was a beautiful time together. And I just poked the person next to me. I said, isn't this incredible how so many of our English songs are translated into Russian and they can just worship, we can sing along together with them. Well, I hadn't been a missionary yet. I had a really misunderstanding of missions and actually the whole body of Christ that I'm talking about today. That person next to me knew and understood a little bit better than I did. And they said, you know what? You know, that song wasn't in English first. That's a Swedish hymn. It was first translated into German and then into Russian and then into English. Okay? And so that's what the body of Christ is about, all right? And as I share with you this morning, I hope you got a picture, just a little picture of how you're part of our team. And as we go forward, as Paul said, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel. And so thank you for praying. Keep praying for us. Some of our needs, we do have some ministry funds needs. If any funds are given, they're going to be used directly, not even for our salary, but for the ministry next year when we go to Belarus and we bless the Youth for Christ workers in Belarus and doing that One Heart retreat. And also, and pray for us as we figure out Judy's health a little bit and some of those issues as well. And we're just so blessed and thankful to be part of what you are doing here locally and also around the world. Let me pray real quickly. Father, thank you so much for your word. Thank you. I pray that I didn't just totally take it out of context as I shared with my brothers and sisters in Christ here of what I believe that we have called us to do together as the body. And that even though we are many members and we have different gifts that you've given us, that, Lord, there is one purpose, that we strive side by side together for the gospel. Thank you, Father, so much for this local body. I pray for them and all of their things that they're making decisions on and things. But, God, I thank you so much even for the reminder this morning, even through these baptisms, that the testimony of salvation that they are. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
At this time, we're going to take an offering for the Manas. I was just told that if you are writing a check, if you would just write it to the church, and we will just count it up, and we'll just give them one check altogether. But again, this will just go to them and their expenses, and just continue to pray for them. We thank Mike and Judy for speaking today. And like I said, don't leave without at least talking to them a little more. I'm sure you'd like to hear some more stories. So I'm going to pray for them, and then we'll take this offering. Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity to hear from the Mannas today. Lord, we thank you for just their ministry and the hearts they have to serve you. And Lord, I just pray for them as they leave today and head out. And Lord, I just pray that you'll give them safety for all the different places they'll travel in this next year. And Lord, I just pray for all of those hearts that they're going to help touch.